And did you have a special enclosure near the barn where you could keep your horses if you wanted to?
No enclosure. No, we had to... Yeah, it wasn't too far from the barn. It was about around the north side of the hill. We had about a 20-acre little pasture where we kept what we call the wrangling horse. Uh-huh. That we'd change. Didn't keep one horse all the time for that. We'd change those horses. I had two or three ponies, and I'd keep up one a week, and then in this little pasture, and then I'd switch it, you know. Mm-hmm. Next week, he'd use another one.
Kind of a
catch
pasture?
Huh?
Kind of a catch pasture?
No, called a trap. Just a trap there, yeah.
Do you have anything you call a corral?
Well, yeah, we had a world of corrals.
They were out in the...
No, there's one big corral there at the house. It's a big one. I had a big corral there, and then we had three or four other corrals out on the ranch after we got them built. But when they... I can just barely remember when they used to hold them and let the boys catch the calves and pull them out on the horseback to a fork and stick where they brand them. They had a fork set in the ground, a post with a fork on it. I saw those things, and I don't remember but one time I ever saw them drag calves for branding fire. That's just about faded out of the picture when I got there. Hmm. Old man Jim Haley, one of our old rancher friends over here, Smelter knows him well. He and Bud Smith, I guess we're two. Bud Smith from Chickasha.
Yeah.
Wound up in New Mexico.
Yeah.
I guess they were the two most rivals in that field you ever saw. Want to see who could pull the most calves in the day of the branding fire. I guess it was just like a snake striking for his accuracy concerned. That when they went in there and picked off a calf, it just like that. They just turned that horse around and take him back over them poles. And they had two sets of men flanking them calves. They dragged his calf up there, and one of the boys would throw it over that fork where they'd pull him straight to him, where the calf couldn't whip on him. See, as he'd come up and flank that calf, they'd give him a rope. And the others say, give him a rope, because they're going right back into the cows and bring another calf just fast as they could ride in and out. And that's working pretty fast.
Is your coffee ready?
And...
Come on now.
Let's eat while then. One of the words that always kill me. No, that's all right. You can cut that off.
You want
to
be right?
I
stand here
and look at this house, and it's dirty as it can be, and I can't do nothing about it, so it is well fixed. When I stay here, I get around and do too much, and my arm goes to swelling and hurting me, so... I just quit.
I had a cousin that used to fish with me, and along about 4 o'clock we'd get the itch.
Yeah, yeah.
And by 5 o'clock
we was at it.
We'd just be all beside ourselves, and we'd set up our fly rods and have at it.
Well,
we go down the creek quite often. We got a couple of miles of creek goes down through the ranch here, and it does have some fish in it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got ponds, and they're stocked, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I catch pretty good fish out of them, but they haven't been biting in them. Down on the creeks is the best fishing by far. To me, I like it better.
Mm. And what's in there?
All this bass and crappie.
Right in the creek, huh?
And perch, yeah.
No, I haven't. Well, I bet it is. Keeps the snakes out, too,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, turtles too, yeah. It kind of takes care of the whole thing.
Well, let's see. I was going to ask you.
Well, there's a little old wire there that unhung it. Where are you?
I've seen those.
No, you haven't got them done yet.
I really don't have any use for anything like that, though. That's to put fish in after you
catch
them.
That's
it?
Right.
Well, I'll tell you, I haven't took that thing yet. I haven't brought some fish back in it since I've had it. My nephew brought me that while I was in the hospital over there, and them nurses and them people come in, they guess that to be everything on the sun.
Well, now listen. Oh, I think it's right here.
He told us that it was one of those folding up bed pans that just fit right under the bed.
That's all right, though. I can't get loose. It's
well, I'll have to get that down.
Well, it's got to have.
Oh, right there. It's one more. It's broke. So it is.
I don't think it's broke. I think it's just come undone.